you decide you want to go to church, and you might say, well, I thought I had time, but I got caught in the traffic, and so you worry that, you say, church will be over
before I get there.
Okay. There's God, and then opposite him is
the devil.
Okay. You ever heard of any other words for that? Not serious words for that.
What, the devil?
Yeah.
Satan? Bad man? Boogeyman?
Okay. Is that just what you'd say to a kid?
Well, more or less, I guess.
You say which ones to a kid?
Boogeyman.
Okay. And this is something that, well, it's not, okay, something that people say you might find around a graveyard, you know. Something, you know, it's white and it'll scare you.
Tombs?
No, I'm thinking of, well, this white, it's not real. Just, you know what I mean? Okay, you mentioned... well, just, do you know what I mean? Something at a graveyard, you know, something scary. Thinking of, ghosts or spooks.
Well, it would.
Like, what other words for that? You haints or haunts or?
Yeah,
what?
Haints, haunts, either one. Okay. Some folks say haints and some says haunts.
Which one do you say?
I would say haints.
Okay. And if there are haints in a house, you'd say that the house is...
Hainted.
Okay. You might say, you better put a sweater on because it's getting...
Cold?
Yeah. It's getting chilly. We might say...
Too cold to go with that one.
Okay. Okay, I say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
Okay. And if someone owns, say, 500 acres, you must say, well, he owns a...
Lots of land.
Okay. Would you say good deal or right... Would you say right smart?
Well, you could say right smart. Right smart or land, yeah.
Okay, does that mean... A lot?
Yeah, a right smart means a good bit.
Okay, would you say a right smart of pain? Or
yes.
Of money? Or how else could you use the word right smart?
Well, you're right smart there.
Okay. Okay, if you want to say agree with something, but you want to show that you really agree with it. Instead of saying yes, you might say...
That's right.
Okay. And if someone asks, can you do that? Or do you think you can do that? And you might say, yeah, I...
Think I can.
Or to show that you know you can do it, you might say,
Sure I can.
Okay. Or I...
I'm sure I can.
Okay. And to say that someone intensely, very much disliked to go somewhere, you say he dreaded the place.
Dreaded the place? Or hated the place a bit long ago?
But to show that he very much disliked it, you say he... What dreaded the place? And would you say he really dreaded the place, or he purely, or pinely, or plumb dreaded the place?